Hello and welcome to your GCSE Geography Revision podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most important topics on your specification, drought. Specifically, we're looking at how the impacts of drought and the responses to it vary depending on a country's level of development. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Drought is just when it doesn't rain, right? Well, yes, but the story of drought is so much more than that. It's a story of inequality, of resilience, and of the huge gap between what a wealthy country can do to protect its people and what a poorer country simply cannot afford to do. And that contrast? That is exactly what your examiner wants you to explore. So let's start with the basics. What actually is a drought? A drought occurs when an area receives significantly less rainfall than expected over a prolonged period, leading to a water shortage. Now, there are different types. A meteorological drought is simply a lack of rainfall. A hydrological drought is when river levels and groundwater reserves fall below normal. And an agricultural drought is when there isn't enough water to support crop growth. In your exam, you might be asked to describe or explain drought, so knowing these distinctions can earn you extra marks. Now, why is drought considered a hazard? This is a key question. Drought is hazardous because it threatens water supplies for drinking, farming, and industry. It leads to crop failure, which causes food insecurity. It can trigger wildfires in dry vegetation. It causes economic losses. Farmers lose income, businesses suffer. And in the most severe cases, it leads to famine and death. The key thing to remember is that drought is a slow onset hazard. It builds gradually over weeks and months, unlike an earthquake or a tsunami. This actually makes it harder to respond to because there's no single dramatic moment that triggers action. Right, so now let's get into the heart of today's episode. How development level changes everything about drought. And I want you to picture two places as we go through this. First, California in the United States, a wealthy, developed state with advanced technology, strong institutions, and a GDP per capita of around $63,000. Second, Ethiopia in the Horn of Africa, a developing country with an HDI rank of 173rd in the world, and a GDP per capita of just $790. Same hazard, completely different story. Let's talk about impacts first. In California, the drought of 2012 to 2017, one of the worst in the state's recorded history, caused enormous economic damage. Agricultural losses reached $2.7 billion in 2015 alone. Groundwater levels fell dramatically. Wildfires became more frequent and intense. Reservoirs like Lake Mead dropped to critically low levels. But, and this is crucial, people did not die of thirst. They did not starve. The government had the resources to respond. Water was expensive and restricted, yes. Farmers suffered financially, but the basic survival of the population was never seriously threatened. Now contrast that with Ethiopia. During the 2015 to 2016 El Niño drought, triggered by one of the strongest El Niño events on record, the situation was catastrophic. 10 million people needed emergency food aid. Crop failure affected up to 90% of farmland in some regions. Livestock died in huge numbers, destroying the livelihoods of pastoral communities. Waterborne diseases like cholera spread as water sources dried up, and people were forced to use contaminated supplies. People were displaced, forced to migrate in search of water and food. And the death toll, while difficult to measure precisely, was significant. So why such a difference? It comes down to a concept geographers call adaptive capacity, the ability of a society to adjust to, cope with, and recover from a hazard. Developed countries have high adaptive capacity. They have money to invest in infrastructure like reservoirs and desalination plants. They have technology like drought-resistant crops and efficient irrigation systems. They have strong governance and emergency planning. They have insurance systems to compensate farmers. Developing countries have low adaptive capacity. They lack the financial resources, the infrastructure, the technology, and often the stable governance needed to manage drought effectively.
This is why the same natural event produces such dramatically different outcomes.